following the Belgian speech of Amsterdam, Friday, October 8, 1948.
Special privilege. I vetoed that act. And I hope every one of you will read that veto message, because that strikes at the fundamental foundation of the democratic plan to make the government for all the people. The next thing they did was to try to tear up the farm program. They tried to leave the farmer out on a limb so he could no longer have a floor under his prices. And they're trying to tell the people that that floor under prices to farmers caused the high cost of living. That is not true. The price support program has been, you can't tell how much it has been worth in this country to the world, because the farmer was willing to go out and raise the tremendous crops that have been necessary to feed the world and to keep it up in this country so prices would not go sky high. And if these people had been willing to give me the necessary controls for allocation of these things, everybody would have had his fair share and prices would not have been out of sight. I want you to weigh these things. I want you to consider very carefully the record of the congressman in this district. And then I think you want to vote for Professor Murphy for congressman from this district, who knows what these issues are and who's been trying to tell you what they are. The best interest, your best interest, my best interest, and the interest of all the people in the United States are to vote for a government that is of the people and for the people. Now, you are the government. And when you do not exercise that right to vote, you are shirking your duty. 1946, two-thirds of the people of the United States who were entitled to vote stayed away from the polls. And look what they received as a result of that. They got a Congress that immediately began working for special purposes. There were more lobbyists and higher-paid lobbyists around this 80th Congress than ever before in the history of the country, and those lobbyists got just what they wanted. The real estate lobbyists kept the housing bill from going through. The big interest and the big corporation lobbyists got the Taft-Hartley bill. Mr. Taft said he wrote that bill for the benefit of the employers. I don't think that's anything to brag about. And I want you to study all the rest of these special privileges that would have gone through if I hadn't been standing there in the instance of people exercising a veto. Why have vetoed more bills than any other president since Grover Cleveland? And I'm proud of that record, because I was working in the interest of the everyday man in the street. Let me give you just a good piece of advice. I understand that today and tomorrow the last days for registration is part of the great state of New York. I want to get every voter who's entitled to the privilege on the bus, and then I want him on the 2nd of November to get up very early in the morning and go to the polls and vote the Democratic ticket straight, and the country will be safe for another 4 years, and I won't have a housing problem myself. How would you like to meet this? She had a previous engagement and could not come on this trip. I'll bring her back sometime.